Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Bible says in Psalm 66 verse 16, the Bible says that, "Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me." Today, there's somebody in the house who wants to tell us what the Lord has done for her. So why don't you put your hands together? Let's welcome Julia Nenya to tell us what the Lord has done for her. Put your hands together for her as she comes. Please, I mentioned your name, but please. Your name and where you are calling from. Didn't hear you, please. Your name again.
Julia Nina.
Okay.
And I'm part of the KST Youth Center and also the videographers.
Wow. So she says her name is Julia Nina and she's part of the KNUST Youth Center. Mercy. Please, I'm sorry. She's part of the KST Youth Center and she is also part of the videography. Okay, please.
Okay. My testimony is about tithe giving. So at first, I didn't understand how we give tithes. I thought it was for only working people. So whenever I come to church and I see like people like me giving tithes, I didn't understand. So I asked my sister, and then she explained it to me that tithe is 1 out of 10 of any amount you receive. So from then, I decided that I'll start giving tithes. And then I remember that mommy said that, she said something like, if you don't give tithes, it's like you are stealing from God or something. Something like that. So the next Sunday, I decided to give tithes. But when mommy was giving the blessings, I forgot to come. And the same money was on was not there at the moment. So I decided when I go back to my hostel, I'll go and pay. Then when I went and I checked my balance, the amount of money that was left was 1 out of 10 of my most recent.
Okay, so what she's saying is that she didn't know how or what it meant to give your tithe. And then mommy said that if you don't give your tithe, you are robbing God. So she decided that she was going to give her tithe. And she didn't bring the phone that had her money on. So when she went back to go and, send the money, when she went, it was left with 1/10, which means that the money was finished and it was left with only the tithe. So let's hear what she does after.
So I was like, God, let me wait till I get more money. Then I'll add it and I'll give you your money. But I just felt something in me that I should just pay it then. So I took the number. Then when I went, I prayed over the tithe. Then I paid. So
hold on. So she says that she, yes, please carry on.
Okay. So that evening, I got a call from my mother. I didn't expect her to send me money or anything. She called me and sent me money, which is unusual. So it was a lot of money. And then,
wow, may you also receive a lot of money as you pay your tithe. Okay, so Julia, what do you want to tell the church and anybody who is listening to you?
I want to tell the church that it's very important to pay your tithe. Yeah. And then it's not like you are paying, it's actually receiving in a way. So,
wow, why don't you put your hands together for Julia one more time? Thank you. She says that you should always pay your tithe. And it's not like you are paying, but you are actually receiving from God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for wonderful testimony. Testimonies, I tell you. The Bible says that Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein we have robbed ye? In tithes and offerings. Some of you have robbed God this month. You have robbed God last 2 months. As you were tapping into your offering, what I want to find out from you is that, have you actually paid your tithe this month? Or last month, did you pay your tithe? Or have you been consistent? Amen. Okay, this morning, we find ourselves in the Word Encounter service. If you are new here or you've not been here for some time now, Gemma, please pause here. Thank you very much. Okay. This morning, by the grace of God, the Lord laid it upon our mother's heart to name this service the Word Encounter service. It's to tell you that anytime you come for this service, God has a word for you. So this is not the time for you to be texting on your phone or anything. If there's something you have to attend to, please move out right now and go and attend to the thing. But as soon as a woman of God climbs the stage, you cannot check your phone. If you feel that your phone distracts you, please get a paper from someone and write your notes, because there's a word coming from you, from God, from you. If you miss it, I can tell you that your week might not go well, because the word for you is what has brought you to the Word Encounter service. So church, with Jesus' joy, let's be on our feet and welcome our pastor, our preacher for today, our shepherd, our prophet.
He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Galilee.
Oh yeah.
Whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way.
He holds my life.
He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Galilee.
Whether rain or shine,
whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way.
Oh,
he holds the raging storms of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me as Jesus does.
Oh,
shedding his blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend my Jesus is.
Oh, what a friend.
Me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me as Jesus does.
Yes, he's
shedding his blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend.
Put your hands together for the Lord and let us pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for another Sunday like this. Thank you for the privilege, of God, of coming together to hear your word. We're grateful today as your word comes to us. May we hear the part that we need to hear. And Lord, may we be strengthened in our inner man. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And before you take your seat, you want to find your Bible. We want to make our weekly confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Well, it's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. Well, it's almost afternoon. Amen. And before I start preaching, I want us to give a hand of welcome and applause to a visiting pastor that we have with us. Now, Lady Pastor Charity Adai, she is coming to us all the way from Nicaragua in South America. LP said next week you'll tell us something. She's with us for 3 weeks. So next week you tell us something about Nicaragua and something, because there are people here who should be missionaries who are just walking around. Yeah, they're just walking around, you know. So you're so welcome. We're so happy to have you. Her husband is Bishop Ernest Adai. And together, she was telling me this morning, it's already 10 years in Nicaragua.
It's a blessing. You, if you went to US and they sent you from US to Nicaragua, you can go. But God bless you. We're happy to have you with us. And we are a happy church. You see that we make a lot of noise, but God bless you so much. So take your seat, please. So we have her. She's here for 3 weeks, and I'm sure that we'll do different things together. And I believe that it's a blessing. Amen. So after service, walk up to Lady P and say that, Lady P, I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. All right. God bless you so much. Also, I just want to say that this Friday, the 1st of August, it's already going into August. Hey, it's shocking, eh? Am I the only one who feels a bit, we have our stage play coming on right here, Friday, 1st of August, and I'm sure Aquile will tell us more, but I really want to encourage us to come. They've really worked very hard, and it's a really nice production, and I believe that we'll enjoy it. Peter Lover, and I believe that we will be blessed. Amen. I really want you to also use it as an opportunity. You see, there are some people, when we invite them to church, they'll never come. Yeah, you know it, isn't it? This is an opportunity to invite such people to church. They get an opportunity to come to church and not feel so threatened. Are you with me? And then they enjoy something, but at the same time, a certain message is coming forth. Amen. So just bring those friends to church. Friends, brothers, sisters, relatives, these are good things. You know, I always value these things. My husband got born again. It wasn't a stage. Well, it was like a stage play sort of thing, right here on Tech Campus. Yeah. Do you see? And I think that, yeah, we are all things to all men. So bring somebody with you. Hallelujah. Well, this week or this Sunday today, I'm just rounding up on what we've been talking about the whole month. You remember we spoke about the hidden man, we spoke about the speaking in tongues and what it does. Hey, where are spirit and body? I hope you have not changed your t-shirt because you helped me to preach. Please arrive. I don't know, it's only that you don't have, they should be in their t-shirt. They should go and wear the t-shirt and come, I beg you. It will make life easier for us. Oh, there's body, he has t-shirt too, he has sacked you. You know, and we need somebody to act as the soul, just because it helps. It helps in the preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, are you here this morning? Please don't be like the first service. The first service, when we all came, there were no smiles, as if we were all feeling cold. It took about an hour before smiles began coming. I said, oh! Even the choir, I had to ask them that, oh, small cold, and your smiles have vanished. It was what? The what? The student. I didn't think about that. Oh, okay. They had what? What did they call it, Cryer? What? Official Sunday. So they appeared in. It's the suit. I didn't realize that. Because all of a sudden, we're not recognizing them. They were standing there without their usual smiles. Hey, Charlie. Please, come up here. You're going to help me to preach. And I need somebody to join you. Somebody's going to act as the soul. Please come. I have to be, no, God, it won't work. I need the soul to, it might work. You come. It might work. And please come forward a little. They are helping me to preach. I have to be able to walk in front of you, so give me a little. Hey, Ibu, are you in this church? How can this, where should the soul be standing? Come, thank you. Hey, it's not easy, oh. Yeah, film stars are now. Wow. Don't worry, if he spoils your shirt, he'll just buy you another one. It's very nice. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Never forget this scripture. You know, the very God of peace sanctify you. Now, the part I want us to look at. And I pray God, your whole what? Spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Amen. Now, we have been here. You remember we spoke about the hidden man? Yeah, this is what we're talking about. But today, I want us to, as we round up on this whole portion of the scriptures, even as I'm saying round up, you know that it will come again. After all, when you are eating rice, today is jollof. Tomorrow is fried rice. The following day is rice water. The other day is what? Curry rice. Then it's rice balls. What? It's a long time since I heard that, you know. But it's all rice. But we eat it because it's the same thing served in different ways. Some are our favorites, some we like, some we don't like. Are you there? So we keep bringing this message because it's so important. And today I want to emphasize a part that we haven't emphasized so much. We've spoken about it when we're talking about seven great principles. We spoke about the soul, we spoke about the body, but a lot of emphasis has been on the spirit, isn't it? Now today I want us to, we'll talk about all because we're going to be discussing the power of spirituality. Why is it that the spirit must be, you know, in charge, stronger? Why must he be the stronger part? And because of that, we're going to be talking a bit about the soul. Oh, you have gone back again. Please come here. Yes. They're standing like they're afraid. That. Hallelujah. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the story in Luke chapter 12. The rich man who, he had a lot and he was wondering what to do. He said, oh, I'm going to, you know, let's just read it. Let's go to verse 16, I believe. Let's go to verse 16. Okay. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and goods. And I will say to my soul, Now, this is the thing about the soul. The Bible shows us that, you see, there's no one verse telling us who the soul is. You will see it implied in different scriptures, you know, where you see here, it's a story Jesus is telling, but he tells us that the man said to him, to his soul, soul, you have much goods laid up. Take your ease. Are you here? But we also read in the Bible where, especially in the Psalms, the psalmist was saying, oh, my soul, you know, forget not all the Lord's benefits. It's there so many times. Psalm 103, Psalm 104, verse 1, Psalm 104, verse 1, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. So you're speaking to your soul. Are you seeing it? David says, my soul, why are you downcast? So those scriptures show us that somewhere in the soul, we have some feeling. Yeah, we have some feeling. We have some thinking. We have something. Emotions are there. The mind is also there. Hello, are you with me so far? It's all locked up in here. And there are many things we do to better the soul, one of which is education. Yeah, it's one of the ways. Because you better your mind. You better your mind. Education is like one of the lights that can help. It's not everything, but it's a very good help. And that's why you see that with some education, understanding comes. Are you with me? I always tell the story of a lady who lived in the area that I first lived in when I came to Kumasi. And this lady, she had a shop. You know, we lived in a village, but we used to call her shop the mall. And we called the mall. I've not seen a trader like that since. I mean, you're looking for Gary, it's in the mall. I'm talking about a kiosk. You're looking for soap, it's there. You want a blade, someday. You want a pair of socks, it's there. You want hairpins, it's there. Pomade, it's there. I mean, and you mention it. When you get there, it's there. So we nicknamed her place Bonfa Mall. We lived in Bonfa, we used to call it the Bonfa Mall. Now, this woman went to have a baby. And she had her baby, she came home, and about 3 or so, 4 weeks later, we heard she was dead. So we don't understand. She's dead how? Because she had the baby. She was home. Apparently, she had been bleeding. She had given birth, I think it was a CS or so. She had been going for the dressings. Somehow, she never mentioned that she was still bleeding. And her mother said, oh, Emo Jafino. And would do exactly what you should not do. She would make a warm compress. What do you think will happen? Will the bleeding become less or more? More. And she will apply a warm towel, and the woman literally bled and died. You see, that's the lack of education. Do you think that mother wanted to kill her daughter? Never. Never. It was a light she didn't have. So it is needed. It's not everything, but it's needed. Are you with me? Hello? You see? Now, however, the Lord had a problem with this man who was talking to his soul. And in verse 20, we see that the Lord addresses the soul. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of you. Are you seeing it? Now, one of the things we see is spirit and soul. If you held hands small or linked your hands, it will help us. They are tight. They are tight. That's why Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 tells us that there's a border between the two. But this border, you cannot easily see it. And it tells us that it's the word of God that divides. Are you there? It says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it says that it's able to pierce and divide asunder between soul and spirit. So even in the Bible, they talk about soul, they talk about spirit, talking about soul. It's mixed up together, you see. And it's important for us to remember, because the truth is that all three are linked. Please link your hand inside. It's only because of explanation that I've separated it out into spirit, soul, and body. But all is one. Tell yourself, all is me. It's just one person. Yeah. So it's not as clear-cut as that. It's not as if when you get to your room, you can say, okay, body, sit down. So let us go. Spirit, sleep. No, it's not like that. It's all one. Are you there? But we separate it out so that we can see exactly what is going on. So we have some emotions here, and then we have the almighty flesh. Take us to Romans chapter 8 and verse 6, where there's a very interesting scripture that just shows us what I'm saying to you a little clearly. For to be carnally minded, is flesh. Fleshly minded, are you there? Is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, there are spiritual Christians, there are soulish Christians, and there are carnal Christians. All be Christians, but Charlie, something else is ruling. And to show us that we are all linked, we now see that there's a scripture talking about a carnal, that's like a flesh mind, and also a spirit mind. Amen? And it's saying that if your flesh is leading, you die finish. If your spirit, life and peace. I think we can take it in the NLT. The NLT is a little. So letting your sinful nature, I'm sure that we don't need to go into sinful nature. Say, you know, who is that? Who is that? Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting your spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. On this scripture alone, you understand the power of spirituality. Letting your spirit control. Today, I want to speak a little bit about the flesh and the soul so that we can see a little bit more, you see. You want to eat, so you eat. You want to have sex, so you have sex. You want to sleep, so you sleep. I mean, it's overruling you. The problem is that the flesh is like an animal. Why do we say that? Do you know that animals can be trained? You can train an animal. And when you train the animal, it will do what you trained it to do. I hope you're getting the point. You can train your flesh to do things. So let me ask a question. How many of us here, we like fufu? We like fufu. Okay, those of you with your hand down, you'll be telling me very soon what you like. Oh. Do you know why you like fufu? That's how you trained your flesh. That's how you trained your flesh. Okay, the Banku people say, I didn't mention Banku. Banku some, yes. Why do you like Banku? You see, we are so sure that it's the best food in the world, but it's not true. It's not true. It's just what we know. And what we know, it is that the body has been trained. So that's what the body knows. So you might be watching a Chinese chef. Look, I haven't said anything. Cross always says, ah! You can see. Bishop Prophet tells the story that anytime I hear it, I laugh. He was saying that they went somewhere. He had been preaching for some pastor, and the pastor told him that on a certain day they are going to have a great feast. So he was very happy. He had a great feast. So he was looking forward to the feast. So the day of the feast came. They went to the place. Round one, some small, small things. Round two, you know when I say round one, right? I mean, first course, second course. So he was waiting. Expecting the feast. Then somewhere along the line, they said, Charlie, that's it. You see, he had not, his flesh had his flesh had not been trained like that. What his flesh knew was kenke, fish, and pepper. Hey. Oh, he's a shito fan, so some good shito. That's what the body knows. Amen. So it's not necessarily that it's the best food in life, but it's what we have trained ourselves to know. So the same as if we grew up eating something. Happy, what do they eat in Nicaragua? What's their best food? It's what? Rice and beans. You see, which to us is not... Okay, if you say wache, if you say aswache there, it's like, that's their favorite. Why? That's how the flesh has been trained. That is how the flesh is. So you train it. The appetites of the flesh are something you have trained. So if you are struggling with porno, I'm sorry, but you've trained your flesh. See how you are suddenly quiet at me. Suddenly the smile is not so warm. You know, we would like to say that the devil did it. It's not like that. Oh, we trained our flesh. Yeah. So you see that there are people, there are young people who have, and they've never opened a pornographic page before. They are not worried. But you who has opened, you have trained your flesh. Yeah. And I tell you, I'm sure you've heard me say before that, flesh that you have left it will disgrace you. It will disgrace you. That's why I'm telling you that it's like an animal. Never say that, oh, as for me, dear, I know, my flesh is there. Some of you are going to visit a girl, you have closed the door. One day your flesh will be you. Even the devil, Satan, they said we should resist. James 4, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil. But your youthful lust, so when you see it, run. Run. That's the counsel of the scripture. You say you know more than the scripture. Oh, me, dear, I don't mind. I'm spiritual. Yeah. It will do you like Sini. Are you there? That's the advice the Bible has given you. That this thing called your flesh, run. Run. But that's not the only thing. Some of us, when we see food, we have to eat. Please, I want you to tell your neighbor now, it's not everywhere that we eat. If you like, go and do a Bible study on food. That's when you discover that food is one of the spiritual things. As we are sitting here, that one piece of apple that Eve ate, she has disturbed us till today. Till now. If it was that simple. There's a story of the young prophet and the old prophet. The young prophet had been told, do not eat bread in Bethel. He ate bread in Bethel. End. Are you there? Even in our own country, many of the spiritual things are food inclined. Have you seen how you are very quiet? You go somewhere, I've gone to visit them, I've opened your mouth, nyam, 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 every food they are giving you, nyam, 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 you are eating. Hey! Hey! Tell your neighbor, listen, you cannot allow your flesh to be in charge like that. Hey! Some of us too, we just sleep. You allow your body, you are just sleeping. Get ready for poverty. The Bible says it, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest. So shall thy poverty. As Satan is there, he has got a small pouch of poverty with your name on it, waiting for you to do that careless sleeping. Say, neighbor, listen, my flesh cannot be in control. Yeah. That's why you see people who have ascended to high heights in their career. And then you are following a small girl. Follow a small girl. As you can't help yourself. Hey, by means of a piece of a warish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Is that what? Can you imagine? Two cities. You have been brought to a piece of bread. You remember the story I keep telling you? The man who we saw high up there and goes to follow a girl. The next thing we see him, CNN is on him. They are leading him out of the plane in handcuffs. Hey. Are you there? Push your neighbor and say, my flesh will not be in control. My flesh will not be in control. I need us to really understand it, because your flesh, if you teach it the wrong thing, you see, if you let a dog learn the taste of raw meat, you have caused a problem. Yeah. It will not just bite people. It might kill them. The average guard dog will bite, but this one, because you've given it the taste of blood, he knows the taste of blood. That's what his flesh knows. So he'll go for the blood. And that's a killer. Are you there? Hey, so we don't even train dogs like that. Don't train your body like that. Now, the second thing is that you can be dominated by your soul. You know, sometimes I feel that the flesh ones, you see, something alerts you. I mean, when you've gone sleeping around, you know that's not correct. When you've eaten too much, you know it's not correct. The one that I find more subtle and therefore more dangerous is the soulish Christian, where the soul is in charge. And remember, the soul is the me, my, and I. And in today's world, this is what is ruling in many churches. Me time. Me space. Mental health. I know you don't like me, but it doesn't matter. You see, it's a creeping evil. It is not that we don't need time for ourselves. We do. But the soulish experience boils everything down to me. And in case you don't know it, that was a bit of Eve's problem. She said the thing, it was pleasing to the eye. You see, the thing pleased her. And when you follow your soul, it takes you to a place. So if you're the kind of person who is always in a certain way, I feel, your soul is ruling, and your soul is not always right. Yeah. I feel. So you're even asked to come and do something, and you say, I feel. And thereby you rob yourself of the opportunity to become who you could become. Hey, this one is harder to preach than the flesh. Because we are inside, man. We're inside. A lot of what you read on the social media, a lot of it is soulish. You see, it sounds religious, but it's soulish. It's in the soul. I know. You don't enjoy what I'm saying. Leave me alone. Give me some space. And those things didn't used to be said, though. And what it has done is to make us a weaker generation than we should have been. All of a sudden, we don't have any backbone to stand or withstand anything. Because everything, for me, the most dangerous place I see it is even in our worship. Ooh. You see, even when we are worshiping God, it's about us. It's about us. It's only that we don't look too close. If you just look at our songs closely, you see it. You see, a very little is just lifting. More of it is about us. Hey, Charlie, I better get out of where I am. Uh-huh. True or lie? Yeah. You see, and that's what I'm saying, it's more dangerous. Yeah. You see, it's so subtle. We didn't even see it happening. We didn't see. You see, there's nothing wrong with singing a song. I am a friend of God. You're just happy. But when you think, I am a friend of God, is worshiping God, you've made a mistake. I mean, it's just an example of a song. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Now that you think about the words, can you see that what I'm saying is true? I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. It's about me. Yeah, it's not a worship. It's about me. And it's okay to play and dance in the presence of God, but just know that you're playing and dancing in the presence of God. Don't say it's worship. Hey, I better get it. It's for you. You are just happy. You are just happy. It's no problem. Be happy. Be happy. But just don't say that it's worship. Hey, Charlie. Can I preach this word? I better get out of here before I get hot. And you'll discover that about 80% of the songs of this generation are about us. Very few about him. Yeah, very few. You see? You can even go to places when you lift up the songs about him, we cannot sing. Are you there? Yay, Charlie. I'll finish preaching in 5 minutes. Don't worry. I'm just giving us time to go through the songs in our minds. And if you're a praise and worship leader and listening to me, go and take all your songs and divide them into the groupings so that you know which one is worship. Which one is him? Then you know that, okay, I'm coming to lead. For the next 10 minutes, we're just happy in the presence of God. It's not a sin. But when we say we are worshiping him, let's lift him. Let's worship him for who he is, what he does. Let's lift up his name. Are you in the church? Yeah, just know it. But you see, it's because the me, my, and I has become so strong. Yeah. And I think that it's time for us to sit on that voice a little. To sit on it. Because you see, when you become a soulish Christian, there are many things you cannot do. You can't do something for the benefit solely of another person. Because me is in the way. Or if I do this, I'll be tired. If I do that, it will inconvenience me. No, you are in a hot place. Let me quickly move on from there. Let me move on to safe ground. Your spirit. There is power in spirituality. Hallelujah. There is power in spirituality. And I want us to go back to Romans 8:6, where we were earlier. And where it was saying that what? To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Again, take us to the NLT version. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. The NIV has another way of putting it. It says, the mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. And this afternoon, I want to ask you, what is governing you? What is governing you? Hallelujah. Amen. Is the input of your flesh into your mind stronger than the influence of your spirit into your mind? Then you should know where it's taking you. Because your flesh can only lead you in a certain way. And what we are contending for as we are ending this series is that the spirit is the one who is in control. The spirit is the one who speaks. And another... So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we need to know that as we are sitting here, we are in the physical realm, but there's another realm, which is probably more important. In fact, it is more important. The Bible says that the things that are not seen are more important than the things that are seen. And many things that we are seeing, we already decided in the spiritual realm. So when you are not spiritual, what it means is that you close yourself off that. And so much is determined by what is happening in the spiritual realm. Are you there? Wow. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. I'm going to do verse 2 and verse 4. Verse 2 says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, 14, I didn't say 4, 14:2. Be awake. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth. In fact, we're looking for the first part. He edifies himself. So can you see that it's something that is spiritual that is happening? That there's another realm. There's a realm. Something is building this thing up, this part of you up. It says, is it built up, hallelujah, by speaking in tongues. Now, in the same way as we have that realm in the spirit, we also have it with, should we call them demons? Let's just go to the Bible and call them what the Bible calls them. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Okay, first, Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all were created by him and for him. Are you seeing it? So there are different mysterious things in there. What are these dominions? What are these principalities? What are these powers? Maybe it helps us when we go to Ephesians chapter 6 and we look at verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I just want us to know that this hidden world that is contending against us is around the place. It's all over. After all, their leader is called the prince of the power of the air. And many times when we are struggling with something physically, the truth of the matter is that the key is in something spiritual. I was telling the first service today that I remember a mission that started in a certain country where the person sent underestimated the power of the spirit realm there. I don't know how much he thought about the principality there or the power there. And before he knew it, the person was married. He had entered that place as a normal human being. And before he knew it, homosexuality had floored him. Introduced to him as a married man by somebody in the place. Are you there? And just changed his whole life, his whole everything by underestimating. Am I talking to somebody here today? So these are things that are there. And some of us, we wake up and say, oh, I'm just going to go to this country. I'm going to that country. We don't seek God's will about it. It's not everywhere that you go. It's not everywhere. Are you there? In fact, it's not every demon you attempt to take down. Some you just... Yeah. Listen, if you are in your house, it's not every snake passing through your yard that you kill. You are there. You see you see it. It's passing. Sometimes you leave it to go. Recognizing that if you attack it, where you are alone. You are holding a broomstick. And remember, will you attack or you leave it? Yeah. It's different if it's attacking you. Then you have no choice but to. But here's a case you can see some of them moving. You just let it go. You should go out. If you attack it. Hey, I'm talking to somebody. One time we had moved to a certain house and the husband was away. I was in the kitchen with my children and some others. And suddenly I saw a snake in the kitchen. And I looked left and right. None of us was holding even so much as a bamboo stick. And I just said, everybody, out. Do you think we wanted the snake to be there? No. But even bamboo stick we didn't have. What are you going to hit it with? Your slippers. Your chale wate. Tell anybody, you got to be joking. Got to be joking. Kenneth Hagin talks about a story, tells a story where the Lord was talking to him about some principalities and powers in an area. Then he said, this one, he said, just bypass. Don't even touch it. Just let them, yeah. It is not to inspire fear in us. It's to tell us something. Amen. You see, one, you must know where to fight. Two, you must know which fight is not your fight. Yeah. It's not every demon that manifests in the service that we deal with. Yeah, you must get instructions. Have you seen that you're quiet? Have you forgotten that the disciples were trying to pray for somebody? It didn't work. And Jesus said, this time goeth not out by prayer and fasting. And you, your flesh has been reigning supreme over the past year. Are you going to try? Exactly. It will just be drama. You actually lose control of your meeting. Are you in the house? And some of us, as we move around, these things are all over the place. And we see, but we... In fact, no, sorry, we don't see. I'm going to finish. I hope you are nicely scared. We need to understand. Let's go to Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. The power of spirituality. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. Can you see it? Are you there? Yeah. Three unclean spirits like frogs. Verse 14. They are the spirits of devils working miracles. You'll be chasing miracles. You don't know where you are going. Which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Wow. Are you there? Let's go to... Okay, now this one is all right. I don't want to frighten you too much. Just enough for you to know that you need to be spiritual. Let's go to Revelation chapter 6. Tell anybody, you must be spiritual. You must be spiritual. Yeah. Because to become spiritual, prayer is important. Remember last week we were talking about every day, an hour of tongues. I mean, you are hot ground. Just do it. You see, because some temptations that even come your way. What did the Lord tell his disciples? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. So some temptations, Christ shouldn't even enter. So watch and pray. Let your spirit be alive. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Now, in Revelation chapter 6, I don't know what you are doing in 16. Let's go to verse 1. I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went forth, conquering and to conquer. Verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I saw the second beast. Verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Can you think about the going-ons in the world according to this? Verse 5, he opened the third seal. This time we have a black horse, and he's holding a pair of balances. And verse 6 says, and I heard a voice saying, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, and that means famine. Let's continue, verse 7. And the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And when he looked, who was on the horse? His name was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given him unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword. Are you here? All these things, they sound just like somebody has decided to write fairy tales for the next film. You see. But it's a very serious film. It's a very serious film. And if you just take your time and go through the scriptures, you can interpret a lot of what's going on the earth today. You can see it, a horse given the right, somebody's on it, to conquer, to go around conquering and to conquer. How many of the current wars make sense? I'm asking you a question. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, you see. And then behind it, then you see other things coming, you see. But it's a spirit that's in charge. And it explains why some of the wars, when they even come up, everybody is surprised. Sudan, where did that war come from? North Sudan, where did it come from? You don't know there's a famine there. That's where they have reached. They are the famine stage. Very wild. They say that it is the largest famine, and we don't even hear about it in the papers because they don't have anything that the world is looking for. So, yeah. Where did it come from? Something passed through. Something passed through. For me, the most dramatic example is Haiti and their neighbor. They are just one island. Just one island. Everything will happen here. It won't happen here. It won't happen. And you just see, something has passed through. Earthquake, people have died. Famine is following. They are fighting each other. Next door, nothing is going on. The day when I realized that it was spiritual was the day when, after the earthquake in Haiti, a cyclone came. And one of those, climate things. Climate, the wind. I mean, wind does not obey border. It doesn't obey border. So if it is happening here, it should happen there. It didn't. Happened only here. Happened only here. Too much. Are you in the church? What am I saying to you? I'm saying that spiritual things are true. And instead of wasting your time spreading stories around about the witches in your village, I will suggest to you that let your spirit be healthy. Because a healthy spirit begins to pick up the signals of what you should know. Are you in the house? Something very interesting happened on Friday. We had gone to the Bishop Big Daddy's funeral, and then afterwards there was a group. They were coming to Kumasi. They had planned to come to Kumasi. Then they all got the same message. Are you there? And based on the message they got, they didn't leave. And then somewhere around 6 p.m., they heard that that message was wrong. You see, when you are not spiritual, you'll be angry with the people who brought you the message. But we discovered that different people brought that same message to them. When you are spiritual, you say, listen, there was something about that route on Friday that God has determined that you shouldn't move. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. When you're not spiritual, you say, hey, who are those foolish boys who brought us this message? They have wasted our time. But you see, spiritual people were talking. They say, this thing, it's so... What is the likelihood? What is the likelihood that 4 or 5 different people should get the same message? Therefore, they don't travel. And then as soon as, when they cannot travel, then they get the real message. Oh, that message, it was not for you. Are you here? You will immediately say, no. There's a spiritual reason. But a carnal man will be angry. You have wasted my time. I better move now. Let's still try and go. Listen, tell your neighbor that it's not every travel that you must force and go. Hey. I'm ending in 5 minutes. Many years ago, there was a plane that crashed in Accra. As far as I know, it's the only one I know of in my own living memory, and I'm older than you. But that flight, one of our directors, CSIR has only 13 directors, and one of them was in the north, and he was scheduled to drive to Accra. Then his driver comes and says, the car is not all right. Are you there? Yeah, there's a little problem, and the problem needed to be solved in Kumasi. So the man says, oh, no, I won't go with the car. I won't go with the car. So the driver takes him to the airport. He gets to the airport, but the bag in which, in fact, in those days, they could summon the directors at any time. So a director usually would have a ticket in his possession that he can change the date. But that day, the bag with the ticket was at home. So he bought a ticket. When he finished buying the ticket, they told him that the plane is full. He said, no, I have to go. Now, in those days, that airline was run by the Air Force. So there was a soldier on it who the soldiers didn't pay. And if there was somebody paying and the soldier who was free, they would remove the soldier so that they put the person who pay. Then he says, I have to go. So they remove the person from the flight and they put him on board. 1 hour later, he was the only person who had died. Yeah. But you can see so many hurdles, so many things pointing to the don't go. This journey, it will be with much evil. If you remember Acts chapter 27. Yeah, it said don't go, do not go. Are you here? The power of spirituality. Not only to control you. I mean, these guys must be put under control, huh? But also, even as a spiritual being in this world, your spirit needs to have the upper hand so that you know when your spirit is speaking. Because you can be a Christian, but a demon is living with you in your house. And you know. Why? Because the nature of a demon is the nature of snakes. A snake can live with you comfortably in your house. Have you seen that you are quiet? Are you there? Not the ones in your yard. I lived for 6 weeks in a house with a snake. I didn't know. Yes. It was an old house. I just started my very first place to work. And they had renovated an old house. And I moved in there with a young lady who was just staying with me. And then in the morning, I remember calling her one day. I said, there's some paper on the floor. It doesn't mean, I don't know where it came from. It's just me and you here. What is this doing on the floor in the washroom? She said, I wonder. I didn't put it there. And with a housemate, we didn't think about it. As God would have it, my sister came to visit me. It was a village. Normally, 7 o'clock, we're all asleep. So, because she had visited, we were not asleep. At 10 o'clock, we had been talking. She said, let me go to the washroom. She opens the door. There is the thing sitting on the top of the shank. It lived there. Yeah. So that night, we left the house and we ran and went to call some of the men around. They came. They could not find the snake. So the following morning, I went to the head of that place. I said, listen, there's a snake living in my house. The guy said, oh, how? You see, we had shut the... We realized that it must have passed down there, so we shut the loop. The man went to open it, spat at him. They said, now you know that it is there. But it had been living there. We had been using that toilet for 6 weeks. There was a snake down there. So later, when they traced it, it was these old houses when the drains, all the drains are linked from the kitchen to the bathroom. Everything is linked together. Do you get it? They finally had to break the pipes and pull it out. You should have seen the size of that thing. Then my neighbor said, I have beaten my children for nothing. Son, every day she'll be missing eggs. I said, the children have stolen her eggs. Oh, that thing was living with us. It means it had been feeding on eggs every day. Free egg. Then when we are asleep, it will return. And I'm telling you, see, a few weeks before that, the plumber of that area, see, it was a station, the plumber was passing and he saw the snake enter my drain behind the kitchen. And he had told me, he said, madam, I've seen this snake enter. And I need you to know that that's how I got to know that the plumbing is linked. So, you better go and talk about it so they look for it. It didn't make sense. And the man used to drink a lot too. So I thought it was. So when I now came and spoke up and asked for help, he was the one who told the station head that what she's saying is true. That snake, if it is passing that, it means it has access. And that's when and I'm telling you that the snake had lived there because I had lived in that house for 6 solid weeks. And I had seen the signs, but I did not know that it was the signs of, you know, I actually thought it would be a rat, not a snake. Yeah, because to me, I mean, snakes don't live in water, but rats can. Sunlight was a snake. You are leaving your house. You don't know that for the past 14 years, a certain demon has been sitting there, eating breakfast, lunch, and supper from your family. And you, child of God with a spirit that cannot feel because you have starved it. Are you here? And that's why I'm saying to you that, listen, word of God, don't leave your house without reading the word. Don't. That's why the phone Bible is good. It's the only place where it is good for. Don't leave your house without your prayer. And pray in tongues because you are edifying your spirit. The spirit will be growing. Are you there? To take on body, do you think that the spirit can be weak? I was looking for a weak child, but I didn't want to trouble anybody. Your spirit had better grow up. If a snake can live in a house for 6 weeks, I can tell you that a demon can live there for longer. And some of you, the sicknesses in your house, the quarrels in your house, do you know that some quarrels don't make sense? Some quarrels, I think, should have ended by now. When you look at the walls, some of the walls should have finished. But they are still on it. A demon has entered. Hey, the power of spirituality, God gave it to us to protect us, to help us. Keep your flesh under. It's the only good place for the flesh. Your soul, let your spirit feed it, not your flesh. And may God help us all. I want you to rise to your feet. And I want you to pray as if you are a Christian. You know, when we come to church and I say, let's pray, that's when you bring me there. But when you are shouting over your football, you're able to shout, go. Open your mouth this afternoon and pray like a spiritual person. Lift up your voice and pray. Let me pray by my men. No bad example that has been used will come to pass upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you'll be strong. God bless you. Thank you for helping me to preach. Lift your voice and pray. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Edify yourself. Edify yourself. Edify yourself. Dancers, pray in tongues. It's not just about coming to shake your legs. Pray in tongues. I'm watching you, Kevin. Lift up your voice. Orandalama. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Unseat some sadness. Unseat it. Unseat something that is there. Remove it from there in the name of Jesus. Remove it from there in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our voices. Pray this afternoon. Pray this afternoon. Pray this afternoon. May we be spiritual people. Mandala basandala basoriyanda. Eva sandala babala 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 babala. Rima tayandala babala babala babala. Rima tonele bene. Aya kasonde bene. Oriyandala mama sonde bene. Sonala. Tayandala mama sonala. Rida balosa kaza. Rida la balosa kaza.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us into spiritual beings. Help us to overcome in the name of Jesus. Help us. Forgive us, Lord, for seeing things just physically. But now, Lord, help us to grow. Help us to grow. Help us to be serious about what you've given to us. We give you all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the saints shall say amen. Amen. And as you keep standing with every head bowed and with every eye closed, maybe you are here this afternoon. Maybe you've been in church all this time, but you've not given your life to Jesus. That's the beginning of it all. I want to give you yet another opportunity to give your life to Christ. Or maybe somebody invited you, and this is your first time in here, and you're saying, I also want to be a spiritual person. It begins by giving your life to Jesus. So if you're here and you want to give your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand. You're just a prayer away, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray together. The Bible talks about us. We need to be saved. We need to give our lives to Jesus. You haven't done it. I just want to encourage you to come. So I pray with you. So I pray with you. We give you all the praise, oh God. Father, we thank you so much for this afternoon. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.